This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton securing enough delegates to become the presumptive presidential nominee of the Democratic Party.
And she'll kick off her campaign for the general election close to home here next week with President Obama in Green Bay.
And we want to hear from you on this. What do you think about her decision to campaign with the president in Wisconsin? Do you see the state as a battleground and why? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
Mike Wagner joins us now, Associate Professor of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks.
So I know you aren't sitting in on the strategy meetings, but why start this campaign, in effect, Hillary Clinton and President Obama here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think a few reasons. We tend to think of Wisconsin as a swing state, even though Wisconsin has gone with a Democrat in every election from 1988 forward. But it's usually a fairly hotly contested race. It's the home of the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who was the vice presidential candidate last time. And so there are reasons that Wisconsin itself is strategically important. Wisconsin was a state that did not go Trump in the Republican primary, and so it's a good place to start in that regard. And starting in Green Bay, I think, is smart because the prevailing view right now is that, you know, Madison and Milwaukee are pretty solid for Clinton in this race, but it's the rest of the state where the Democrats hope to make some gains, both at the state legislative level and, of course, at the presidential level. If Hillary Clinton wants to win Wisconsin, doing better in outstate Wisconsin is a way to help make that far more likely.
Given that Democrats have been winning in Wisconsin for a long time in presidential races, and that, and this was really ground zero of the Never Trump movement, a lot of conservatives in the state still are not on the Trump train. Is this maybe a slam dunk for a Democrat this year? Are they wasting their time in Wisconsin, or do you think it really legitimately is a battleground?
I think that it's a battleground because the candidates will treat it like it's a battleground, which means that we'll be one of the few states that will see lots and lots of negative television ads for the last, several months before Election Day. And so the candidates will treat it that way. And in many ways, it is a legitimate battleground state because you have, a Republican governor who's won several re-elections right here in this state. You have a strong majority Republican assembly and state Senate. And you have Speaker Ryan from here, Reince Priebus of the Republican Party, also from Wisconsin. So this is a place Democrats really feel like they need to win this. And if they're winning Wisconsin, it's likely they're going to be winning lots of the other swing states they want to win in the fall.
I want to bring in a caller. We've got Ethan on the line in Waupun. Ethan, hi.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. What do you think?
So earlier, there was a remark that the individuals who said that they would not support Obama, that eventually they did come over. Just want to remind people that back in 2008, Hillary supporters were already Democrats. This time around, she's trying to get the independents to switch over to Democrats, where many of them aren't really Democrats or even liberal.
Ethan, thanks for the call. So that could be a tall order for Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin in particular. Mike, Wisconsin is a state that went for Bernie Sanders in the primaries. What would Hillary Clinton have to do to win Democrats, the liberals who supported Sanders, and independents who voted for Bernie Sanders?
Well, first, it's hard to imagine someone who likes both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump on the issues. It could be there are some people who just say, you know what, I'm just tired of career politicians, and even though Sanders was actually a Washington politician for longer than Hillary Clinton was, he has certainly the sense that he's a political outsider, and having only identified as a Democrat officially in the last year is an example of that. And so it could be that some people might like both Sanders and Trump because they're outsiders, but most people who like Sanders agree with him on a variety of issues, or at least some of the most important issues, dealing with economic inequality, trade, and wanting a greater say in government. And so Donald Trump is not, the clear choice for voters who have those particular policy views. And the other thing that is worth thinking about here is that while a lot of people tell pollsters they are independent and tell themselves even that they are independent, most people tend to vote in highly partisan ways. And people who say they're independents but are willing to admit that they lean one way or the other typically engage in higher levels of partisan voting than people who just admit right off the bat that they're a Republican or a Democrat.
Ethan, thanks for the call. As we start to wrap up, Mike, a lot of times the incumbent party from the White House is wondering if their incumbent president is an asset or a liability to the campaign. Seems like President Obama is all in campaigning for Hillary Clinton, campaigning with Hillary Clinton. Is he going to help her?
I think they'll deploy him in places where he is popular. We'll probably see him in places, in states that he won that Democrats hadn't been typically winning over the past few cycles, like Virginia, for example. We'll probably see him campaign there. We'll see him in other states out west where he is popular as well. His approval rating overall is going up. The economy is growing, and typically when those things are happening, the incumbent president is more of an asset than a liability. But make no mistake, Barack Obama is not popular in some quarters of the country, and it's not at all likely that Hillary Clinton's campaign would send him to campaign in those places.
Mike, thanks as always for checking in with us.
My pleasure.
That's Mike Wagner. He's an associate professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison. He joined us for a look at Hillary Clinton's campaign, along with President Obama campaigning on her behalf, and they're scheduled to come to Green Bay next week.